Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Joining me today, Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys.
Hey, it's great to be with you both today.
Hello, hello.
Let's just real briefly talk about what we experienced when we went to the Marriage Intensive in Irvine a couple of weeks ago, because we've got one coming up in June. I want people to go, and it's the only workshop I can remember where all three of us were there at the same time. But what did you guys experience from the perspective that might encourage somebody who's wondering, well, would that really be worth my time or not?
It is such a quick way to build healthy, holy community. We had multiple members in our group who talked about how isolated they are. And we hear this from our callers all the time. And by the end of the weekend, people were saying, you're like family to me. You all in this room are closer to me than my own biological family. And those relationships can last for years. I work with some of the sustained healing groups that have been going on for 5+ years since they went to the weekend. And they're a tribe. They help keep each other accountable and keep each other on track.
And you know what I find interesting is I think a lot of people would think about not going because they think it's all about the three-letter word, sex, right? They get scared that somehow they're going to be pushed into that corner. But let me tell you what it is about. Yes, we do talk about that over the weekend. But what I see couples getting is learning how to talk to their spouse in a loving, caring, open way, without judging, without criticizing, without defending, without trying to fix that other person. And when you do that, when you learn the comfort circle, it opens up all possibilities for connection. And so I think when we heard the testimonies, so many people said, we've never learned to talk this way. We've never learned to sit with each other this way. So I say, if you're struggling with any part of your marriage, come. And we had a newlywed in my group, like they'd been married for a couple years, and they came bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they hadn't even learned how to talk well. And so they learned a ton over the weekend. So it's good.
Well, and we know this works because we all use it in our personal lives. I can't tell you how often, probably once a week, that I'll say to my husband, would you do a comfort circle with me? We pull the paper out, we go through it, and we're better for it every single time.
Yeah, we wouldn't be so excited about it if we hadn't seen literally miracles take place there. They do. It's miraculous because there's information people have never heard before, and then you do the work in a setting that many people have never been in before. And, you know, I totally understand why somebody might feel uneasy about going. But once you get there, we make you feel comfortable. That's our job. And then you get down and doing some business that maybe you've known there was another level of living and connecting with folks, but you didn't know how to get there. And we help you find how to get there and live there and stay there. It's a pretty incredible experience. I hope you'll call us and sign up to go to the next Marriage Intimacy and Marriage Intensive. And just like Sherry said, it isn't all about sex. You know, a lot of people don't even want to talk about that. But it's about loving each other, kind of the way you thought it was going to be, but a little bit deeper, a little bit richer. And then once you get that part, intimacy isn't such a difficult thing, not such a foreign concept to you. So, but you have to come and experience it. And it's one of those few things in life that I can say, you will not regret it. You're going to be glad you did. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out. We'll be back after this.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here. I'm 2,000 miles from my house, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Orange County May 3rd to the 5th.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life Live. Let's go to Carlos, San Antonio, Texas. Sirius XM is where he hears us. Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good. What's going on with you today?
Well, this is actually, today's the first time that I listened to y'all's show through SiriusXM, and there's a situation that I'm going through right now, and I was, you know, hoping to get y'all's advice and to, you know, take y'all's advice and definitely, you know, try to apply it to my life. I had a child 2 years ago outside of wedlock with a young lady, and we weren't in love. You know, we moved in together, right? I took the responsibility of being the father, and I, you know, had her move in, and I've supported, you know, the child and the mother since he's been born, you know, throughout this whole, you know, 2 years. And we're at a point now where, you know, the child is getting, bigger. And of course, I know definitely it's, you know, I sin by even having, you know, sex, and then also, you know, outside of marriage, and then also, you know, continually, you know, living with her, right? You know, through this time. So I know it's going backward, but, you know, I hear what y'all are saying on the radio, and I'm like, you know, I need to make changes in my life. And two weeks ago, this week she went back with her mother, and she, you know, the child's with her. Because they're visiting for 2 weeks, but as I'm listening to y'all's radio shows, I know that there's, you know, other things that I should be doing or other concentration areas that I should be applying to my life, because I know that it is wrong, you know, to live together outside of wedlock, even though we're really non-physical, but I'm just okay, really scared right now because of my child, you know, losing my child, or even affecting my child, you know, to where, you know, he's moving out, you know.
Okay, so what's the big question for us then?
The big question is, what's the right thing to do?
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to let the women take a shot at this, and then I want to give you my 2 cents after they give you their $1.25. What do you guys think? What's the right thing for him to do is what he's asking.
So, Carlos, would you let me risk with you a little bit? Would you let me risk with you and ask you a question that might seem a little scary for me to ask? But I guess I'm wondering, thank you, I appreciate it. I'm wondering where your sexual energy is going right now. If you all aren't being sexual, are you looking at porn? Are there other women you're talking to? Because I hear what you're saying. You're saying, we're not in love. I'm worried about losing my son. And we, you know, I did the right thing by taking her in. But so what's happening in with your sexuality?
I mean, there, yes, it was being channeled, you know, other places.
Yeah.
And, you know, just, I'm at a point now where I'm just tired of it all. right? Like, I don't want it to be channeled to other places. I want to fall back in love again.
Okay.
And, and if of course, if this isn't working out, I want to fall back in love with somebody, you know, and
well, I
think that's where the struggle was.
Totally. And you know what? I got to say thank you for being so honest, because that helps us help you better. Because as long as that energy is being channeled towards porn or other women, you're not even able to be present with her, because you're constantly, comparing. You're preparing what isn't real, right, with what is real. And she's always going to lose. She's always going to come in last place. She never is really going to have the same shot she had when y'all made love the first time. And that might even be hard for you to remember what you were attracted to back then. Because
I
think there was someone, her, that you were attracted to, but you've fallen off the path. And you've got a little guy that is the focus of both your worlds, who really needs you two to sort this out. So getting sexually sober, right, doing exactly what you said, cutting off the sexual channels that are going outside and focusing it on her is part of your course. And it's probably going to be something you're going to need some other guys to help you with. And some other guys that have been right where you are, they're not going to judge you. They're going to come alongside of you, support you, and love you as you're trying to turn this boat around.
What's your reaction to that?
I think that's a very realistic, analysis, right? It's true. So,
okay. So, the question, of course, always is, when we're confronted with truth, what's our willingness to do something about the truth? And that only you can deal with that. Alice, did you want to add anything to this? Because I've got something I want to add.
I do. And Carlos, I want to applaud your humility in calling us and asking for advice before making one of these moves, because I think your caution and your fear for your son is right. If you leave his mother's life, it will have deep and lasting effects on him. So whether or not she's the one for you to be with for the rest of your life, we don't know that. I don't know that. But I think your mind is thinking about, where is the right one for me? Where's the right woman for me? If it's not this one, I want to find it somewhere else. And I want to refocus you on you becoming the right one, whether that's the right father for your son, the right husband eventually for this woman, or somebody else. But in not thinking about, is that now the time to leave, but is now the time for me to get into therapy, to start looking at, what kind of a partner and father am I? And you could do that by asking the mother of your son, how have I been as a partner to you and as a father to our son? Would you ask that question and allow her to give you some honest feedback?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then that answer will lead you in the path for you to become the one. And then I think God will help direct you whether or not you're supposed to stay with this woman or not.
Okay.
Now let me encourage you in one area. It's one thing for a dad to want to do anything he can for his son, or at least to say that he would do anything, right? And that's a good thing, unless you say it and you do the opposite of it. And that's worse than the guy that just walks out of a kid's life and doesn't show up again. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you say I want to be that man for my child, but you're not going to be that man, that's doubly confusing to the child. He said he'd do anything for me, but he ran away. He left me. Whatever. So I think you need to make the decision. Now I'm hoping that you're going to make the decision to be the man for your son. And what does that mean? Well, listen to what these women are saying. Yeah, go become the best guy ever. But also, if I were you, I would be trying to win the heart of your son's mother. And I don't know if you've ever thought of this, but I think you ought to get yourself into an arranged marriage. Because arranged marriages work better than the ones where we choose to marry. So let God be the arranger of this marriage and just say, look, a lot of people get married and arrange marriages. They don't have all these great feelings about each other. But when the commitment is there on both parts to work, then all of a sudden they find they're real live, really, really in love with each other. And that's what I would hope for you. Now, there may be some reasons why you guys can't get married. I'm just telling you, I think the best, if it's at all possible, is you deciding, I'm going to marry her, or at least I'm going to become the man that's marryable and do anything I can to be the strong male for my dad, for my son, and then also be a husband if it's at all possible. You can't lose with that. And if it doesn't work out, you've done all this character work. Mm. But I think the first thing, when you ask what's the best thing, I think the first thing is to make a commitment, whatever is up to you, to try to win the heart of this boy's mom, be the responsible man, provide for her, and let's see if marriage and a normal life with normal parents couldn't be the outcome. And it won't be easy, but walking away won't be easy either.
And so I want to suggest, in addition to what was just shared, is we've got an Every Man's Battle that's coming up. We've got two of them that are coming up in the very near future. I'd love to see you get connected with some men as far as helping cut off, right? Helping to stop and get sober of mind and sober of heart so you have the best chance at reconnecting with the woman, the wife, or the woman of your child, right? And possibly have her be your wife. So, yeah, but let's stop the bad juju, right? And so you can actually open your heart up in a new and fresh way.
Yeah, okay. I'm really glad you called, and I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, and I'm going to send you this book, How We Love. A lot of us have learned a lot of stuff about relationships right here. So hold on, and we're going to get that to you. I'm so glad you called, and I really hope that you can step up here and do the tough thing, really, really hard thing, but the most rewarding thing ever. All right, let's go to April. She's calling from Monterey, California. She listens on the internet. April, how are you? How could we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call and shed a little encouragement to people that are struggling with addiction. I started Celebrate Recovery 20 years ago for past hurts and alcohol addiction, and got into recovery for sexual addiction and all of the things. And my latest one that I've had almost 4 years recovery in was opiates, and that kind of took me by surprise, knowing that I'm an addict, that that could actually become part of my life. But I did have one of those doctors that whenever I had an ache or a pain would give me whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
And it landed me in the hospital in the psych ER because I was hallucinating. And I've used that testimony to share with people how bad it can get. But I was so sleep deprived and my brain was so rewired that I was no longer functioning. And it was just, I believe it was just the hand of God that just stopped me in my tracks from getting in my car that day and ended me in the hospital. And since then, I tried to find a clinic that was through New Life, but I was so out of it, I couldn't figure out where y'all were. Mm. And I ended up in a really bad treatment center that was completely opposite of Christian. But it actually brought me back to my faith very strong. And I heard a young man on the radio not long ago talk about how can he mend this relationship with his mother. Well, I'm 54, and my kids were really upset with me because of all the relapses over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage him that when you let go of trying to please the people that you've hurt and focus on God and your life in this new aspect of trying to stay clean and sober, God's going to restore those relationships. Just like he talks about in the Bible, he will restore the years the locusts have eaten. But it just takes time, and you have to let God do the work. And to just step by step, being in recovery and being in community, start rebuilding your life and doing the things that God is calling you to. And they will see that.
Yeah,
and they will learn that they can trust you again. But it is hard, and I get that. I just know how heartbreaking it is when you just want people to trust you again, because you know in your heart, this is not how you wanted life to be.
Right. Well, I appreciate you saying that, and I think the best encouragement for everybody is, you know, when it gets tough in recovery, you stay the course. You don't give up. And boy, I'll tell you, the rewards are there. And I really believe anybody that's recovering from anything will tell you, it does get easier. You know, it's a really huge struggle in the beginning. And then, you know, things start to change and you develop a different way of living. And you're always grateful that you did. Thank you for calling. I'm going to send. Do you have a Life Recovery Bible?
I do.
Okay, well, I'll send you.
Someone else that needs one.
Okay, I'll send it to somebody else. But with you, I'll send you the new Restoration Bible, and that'll be a great, also a great help for you in the recovery process. Coming your way. Thanks for the encouragement. We'll take a break. We'll come back for more of New Life Live. Really, really glad that you're with us here today with Alice Benton and Sherry Keffer. They're wise beyond their years, I'll tell you that. And they want to help you, so you call us. Also, a gift of any amount. I send you this great book, The Power of the Other. We need relationships, and this is a great help in how to utilize the power of relationship to build into your life what God wants to be there. We'll be back.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change, and that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption, but you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's just jump right back into, how about Victor, Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Victor, how are you?
Oh, how are you doing, Steve? Thank you so much.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I lost my minister friend of 19 years back in 2017. She passed away suddenly overnight. They said it was a heart. She was fine the night before, but I know she's with the Lord and everything. It's just eating at me sometimes, and I'm trying to deal with it as best I can. She was just so amazing. She didn't really tell a lot of people about what she was going through, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, I have outbursts sometime over it. And I try to contain myself, but it's just kind of hard. And I was wondering if you have any kind of help or advice that you can give me.
Sure. Okay. Now, let me ask you this. What kind of relationship was it? I mean, you say friend, ministry friend. Were you guys dating? Were you close? What was going on?
Well, we went out on friendly dates.
Uh-huh.
We went to dinner, we went to movies, but she was first and foremost my minister because she gave me the word of God and she helped other people too. She was a nurse by profession, and she was just gifted in that area.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, she didn't talk about it till the very end. She said, "Why don't we just get married?"
Hmm.
And I had never thought about that, you know, but we were so mm-hmm. close, you know, with the respect factor and everything, and it never happened. So maybe okay. that's why I'm acting the way I am.
Sure. Well, let's start with Alice and see what she is thinking, and that might help you here, because it sounds like to me it's kind of a complicated grief that you're going through there, and it's really tough to get through. Alice, what are your thoughts?
It really stands out to me, Victor, that you're saying this is eating you up. And first and foremost, this is just the loss of someone that was so close to you for so many years. So, of course, the loss is weighing heavily on you. But I also wonder, do you have regrets about the relationship? Is that part of what's eating you up?
Yeah, because I had told myself maybe I should have been more in tune to what she was feeling and what she was, how she was acting. You know, basically, I know her, some of her family wasn't treating her right, and I was kind of angry about that, but she told me the Lord would take care of that, you know, and mm-hmm. basically, I think what it is, when she just passed overnight suddenly, that's what kind of threw me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still dealing with it. It's just hard to accept.
Sure.
I've been so used to people being sick, but she just passed away overnight.
Victor, I also heard you say you're really trying to contain yourself, and that concerns me about you. If this is eating you up, you have these regrets, maybe you wanted to protect her more than she allowed you to, and you weren't aware right. that she had deeper romantic feelings. It caught you by surprise. So if you're containing yourself and you're not sharing this with other people that can come alongside and hear you in your grief and hear you in your regrets, it will continue to eat you up. So my biggest hope for you is that you would intentionally start to open up with people you can trust in your life, as you're doing right now here with us in this call.
Yeah, I'm trying. Some of my family knew her. I talked to my older sister about it, but it's kind of hard sometimes because she's got her own problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have another friend who I talked to about it. You know, I just
but you're gonna need to. I think it's time that you could use this to kind of move on and get some strong male relationships into your life. Do you think that would be beneficial?
I'm not really sure. I never thought about that. I mean,
so I'm wondering with you, Victor. So, have you ever heard the term latchkey kid?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Have you ever heard the term latchkey kid?
No.
Okay. A latchkey kid is somebody who grows up in a home where the parents aren't really there. They're not really available. They don't, the child doesn't really have a strong access to them or connection. They may be either parents that, a single parent family, or it may be parents that are both working to try to make ends meet. And I'm wondering.
Yeah, that sounds like me. That was my mom and dad.
I know. And so you grew up in a home without a lot of connection. Without a
right.
lot, you weren't seen, you weren't known, you weren't heard. And here,
no, I wasn't.
Yeah. And so here you meet this woman, and wow, what a ray of sun she was in your life. She may have been the first one to get close enough to you for you to feel the warmth of love. And even.
Yeah, she was. I admit that, yeah.
And even when she was in your presence and you felt her love, you didn't even know what to do with her then.
Because, yeah.
because you didn't have anybody show you what love is and how it feels and how to move closer towards it. So we want to talk about that for a couple minutes with you when we get back, because we want to help you figure out how to love.
We'll be back after this.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today. Dr. Sherry Keffer, Alice Benton, right here. And, you know, just I think, Victor, it was a great thing that you called today, because I think Sherry's really helping you see some stuff that, you know, maybe you knew it was there, but you haven't put it together exactly the way it could have been put together. And here you are putting it together. So I'm really glad that you called. Anything else you want to add to this, Sherry?
Well, I would have you do two things. One is, because it was so sudden that she passed away, I want you to find a local grief group.
Mm, yeah, good.
And I want you to start attending. And this is what I want you to do in that grief group. I want you to go, and maybe by the third time you're there, I want you to write a letter to this dear friend of yours. And I want you to tell her in the letter how much you appreciated her and how much you've missed her, how much you're grieving her loss. And, you know, you said to try to contain it. I want you to lift the lid off of that and let the tears flow. And that's what a grief group is for. It's a place where you can cry in community and other people can really share your sadness with you. That's very different than what you had growing up. And so I want you to start there and start feeling what it feels like to get connected to other people. Then I want you to continue finding a way that you can be in a recovery group, support group, one of our weekends, like Finding Freedom, where you could begin to learn more skills of connection. Because you were made for love. You're just going to need to learn how to do it, right? And you can do that in community.
I've actually wrote her a letter on her birthday, and I had a special obituary put in the newspaper about her.
Good.
And I was telling her on the paper, and even when I sat down quiet by myself, that I was sorry for a lot of things that I know I didn't do right, and I asked her to forgive me, And you know, I just got overwhelmed, almost like I'm doing now. And, you know, I said, well, if there's anything else, I can't think of nothing, but I know there's a lot of other things in me. But, you know, I said, I guess the regret is probably a normal part of how I feel. It doesn't feel normal, but I know it is. Because I had no way of knowing that, you know, she wasn't sick or exhibited no kind of problem.
Right.
Well, look, all of you that know. Stuff are things that you're going to deal with in the grief area. And I would just say this. I would encourage you to make her proud. Go out and be the man that you can become and make her proud. Do the things that if she was still here, she'd say, man, I am so proud to see you developing in that area. Let it be a challenge to you to be the man. All right, really glad that you called. I'm going to send you a copy of the Restoration Bible, and it's going to take you, it'll help you with this grieving process. I really believe that to be true. All right, let's go to Crystal Willis, Texas. KKHT is the station. How can we help today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm a little nervous. My question is, I have a daughter, she's 18, and her dad has been like in and out of her life, more out than in. And he actually, excuse me, just got out of prison, and, you know, she had told him, you know, this is your last chance to prove to me that you can be a good dad, because he, you know, struggled with addiction. And he has been out a month, and he's already back in the same routine, doing drugs.
Sure.
And basically, go ahead.
No, I just said sure. Yeah. So what's the question?
Basically, you know, I see how it's affecting her emotionally and mentally, and I just want to know, how can I help her get through this?
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, she said to him, this is your last chance, right?
Yes, she did.
Okay, so he blew it.
He blew it, yes.
So now what are we going to do? That was his last chance.
It hurts me that she's hurting.
Right. So you're comforting her, but what are you going to do about this being the last chance?
Well, the thing is that if I could give you just a little bit of background, you know, I come from a family of recovering addicts. I'm a recovering addict myself, and my daughter actually went down a road of addiction for almost a year. When she turned 18, she actually caught a felony.
I don't have a lot of time, but there's a dynamic created here when somebody says, Dad, this is your last chance. And then the dad isn't able to fulfill his promise. So now what do we do is the question of the day. Do we say, well, he didn't really mean it? Do we start to work on forgiveness? Do we take it back? Well, I mean, you have to help her.
Well, we both have a lot of resentment, and I just need to know. I know I shouldn't resent him. But as far as
her father, and she has said it's the last chance for you.
She did.
Yeah. And so what does that mean? Does that mean he's out of her life forever?
Well, it does mean that he's out of her life forever.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think it ought to mean that. I don't think it ought to mean that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
Okay. So what I'm saying is your role here is really important, how you guide her, because he could still get help, he could still recover, and she wouldn't want to say, no, you've only been recovering 10 years, I gave you a chance back then, and you blew it. Do you see what I'm saying? The reality that you have to deal with and help her with, because... I want to motivate him. If I were you, I would want to be motivating him to step up and be the dad that she really needs him to be. And so I'd be saying to him, still not too late, she's never going to have a relationship with you until you get your act together. So
Right.
Encouraging him to do it versus, well, she's written me off. I have no hope anymore. I'd be talking to him about what
I've
are you
going to
do?
I've tried to reach out, but he won't, he won't accept my calls or anything like that. All right.
So now you have to help her to forgive him, to forgive him.
Okay.
Not forget, but to forgive, because the bitterness could really start to eat her up. Sherry, your thoughts here, and then Alice, what are you thinking?
Oh, Crystal, I love that you've been in recovery for a while, because you're really aware of how those resentments can keep us in our own addictive spirals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
And I think it's okay for her to draw an emotional boundary with him right now.
Right.
Because I think both of you need to grieve. Mm-hmm. I think both of you need to grieve the man you wish he was. And I think you can do that with her. You can support her in it. Because as a she already is a felon herself, right? She had to go to jail.
Yeah.
And and if you will be her partner in recovery and just be real and let her feel what she needs to feel right now to get that pain out, that is her best shot at getting rid of all the hurt that she's got inside, all the hope, and helping her get to a new place of freedom. Because he's not controlling her destiny. Mm-mm. As long as she resents him and she doesn't grieve what she didn't get, it will control her.
I know. I know. And I've tried to tell her it's not in our will. It's in God's will.
Right.
You know, I'm a new Christian, you know, and she, when she, I know y'all don't have a lot of time, but, you know, a week after she turned 18, she did go to jail. And then now she lives up here with me in Willis. And we're, you know, getting her back on the right track. She's been sober, and I'm trying to get her in church and stuff like that. But she just, she, I guess because, you know, I did drugs for so long, I think that it's like a double blow to the, even though I'm sober now, I feel like it's like a double blow because, you know, we both weren't there for her.
All right. But own it. Own it.
Crystal, this is the opportunity to continue to take responsibility for yourself and your actions. Yeah. And you're humbly doing that with us, that not only did you fall into addiction, but you also picked this man to be her father. So by being willing to acknowledge, this is awful and so unfair, daughter, that you are going through all of this, and give her some words for permission to feel. Maybe you feel angry, abandoned, worthless, and I have a part in this. But I don't want you to push her too quickly to forgiveness either, but rather model for her what's healthy to do and allow her to feel this first.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back right after this. This is the New Life.
On Friday night, we came, we got into an argument, and I sit in the car outside for 2 hours. I knew what the right thing to do was to go.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. June 28th to the 30th.
You know, I know this stuff, but it's so hard to do. Mm-hmm. I hear it, I read it, and I'm always getting in my own way. I'm always expecting my wife to go first.
Join Steve Arterburn.
We believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
My biggest takeaway was to just get out of my way and go first.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Before we go to our final caller, I know you know how important it is for us to build our club, the club called Club New Life. And if you're not a member, would you please join today? $30 a month, and it changes everything. Because, I mean, it's what we depend on. Every month, we know that that gift from Club New Life is coming in. And if there's any way you could help us, just call us 1-800-NEWLIFE and say, I want to be part of the sustaining ministry that you guys call Club New Life. It really does sustain us in every single way. Call us 1-800-NEWLIFE. I'll send you four videos. I think they'll change your life, and then you'll have access to a video library that is also life-changing. It's just our way of saying thank you for supporting us. We really do need it. All right, let's do go to our final caller, and we'll talk with Kevin from Houston, Texas. And hi, Kevin. Welcome. I know you listen on KKHT. How can we help today?
First of all, I want to say that my son, he's my stepson, and his father passed away when he was about 5 years old.
Mm.
And he has been struggling with suicidal thoughts. He's 23 right now, and mm-hmm. he's gone through counseling several times. He's threatened suicide several times. He don't want to believe in God because he said he don't understand how God could allow his only son, Jesus, to die. And just to give you a quickie, he's a college dropout, but he's now in college in a certification program. He promised to be positive this year. Mm-hmm. But with all of his free time, he plays games most of the time. He doesn't seem to be interested in girls. His heart was broken in high school.
Okay, I don't have a lot of time, so I want you to get to that question.
I think we get the picture here. How do I really reach out to him and help him?
Okay.
To try to bring him out of that state of mind.
All right. Alice, you want to get us started here, maybe? And then Sherry, what you're thinking, or either way.
Kevin, this might sound funny, but I wonder if you ever play video games with your stepson.
I never have.
I want you to consider doing that. Although you may want him to draw away from video games, maybe the best way in is to say, hey, can I play something with you? Would you teach me how to play this game? And as you're sitting there with him, and I want you to spend some time doing that with him, to go into his world and sit there with him in it. And maybe at some point you can bring up, I was thinking about what you said about Jesus and God, and you're right, it is. It kind of doesn't make sense for us, does it, that God would have allowed that to happen. I think sitting beside him and acknowledging how difficult it is to grasp that would be extending the olive branch to him. And I think if you can do that consistently, it will open up a door with your son, mm-hmm. with your stepson.
Yeah, good.
And so Sherry? I have one other thought, Kevin. It's this, is I hear how much you long for him to be out of this state of mind, right? How you want to, and I think you're there because you're afraid. You're afraid for his life, actually.
Right.
And so we can want to fix somebody or get them out of it quickly, right? For him to promise to be positive. Those, I believe, right now are heavy burdens for him, and let me tell you why. Mm. I think he needs to do a deep dive. I think he needs to work with a very skilled trauma therapist, somebody who does something called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. It's EMDR. But he needs to go back and touch that very painful event at 5, because what I'm hearing is his anger is turned inward, which leads to depression, and that's why he's numbing out right now. And his anger's turned upward towards God. Mm-hmm. And so he's in a bind. He feels trapped. He feels trapped in his anger and sadness, and he needs someone that can press into that and help him not get over it, but move through it. And that might mean that he cries in that session. It might mean that he gets mad at God. It might mean that he does a lot of things. But I think he needs kind of a Navy SEAL in the therapy world to help him do that. And you can stay on the line, and we can see if we can find someone close to you.
Okay. We've found those Navy SEALs in the therapy world before, so hang on there. And I'm really glad you're in his life. I love the direction both of these women are telling you to go. And we really do have to enter, even when it's uncomfortable, we have to enter the world of the one who is struggling to make a difference. And it can make us a little uncomfortable, but sometimes just our willingness to travel that distance into the uncomfortable, they notice that and they respond to it. All right, okay. Kevin, I'm really glad that you...
Can I just say one other thing? I just really appreciate what you all do. And you have a very wonderful program.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you called, and you just made it wonderful by opening yourself up and letting people know what you're going through. If you need some help, we are here, and we do absolutely want to help you. 1-800-NEWLIFE. It's the same number that you could call if you need some help. We've just got people, they get up in the morning, and they say, let's go to work, and let's get on those phones, and let's help some people, let's save some lives. And that is exactly what they do.
And we get to meet people like him, right? Stepfather, who is reaching out on behalf of his stepson. That's a crazy love. Love that.
Yeah. You know, the easy thing is to say, well, you know, if he'd been my real son or something like that, then he wouldn't have, and then just back away. But when you step up, you're really doing what God did, and he steps up, and he is our father. Even though we reject and we're imperfect, he doesn't give up on us. So I'm really happy to hear that you haven't given up on this young man. We love you. We care about you. This ministry is a ministry. If you don't sense that we truly care and love about you, well, we're not doing a very good job. We're going to have to do a better job, but that's why we're here. And there really isn't anything we wouldn't try to do to help, and we try to find the best resource for you. Our number has always been 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and our website has always been newlife.com. And you just go either place and let us know what you need, and we will do our best to help you in the best way possible. Dr. Sherry Keffer has a wonderful book, and it is Intimate
Deception.
Deception.
Healing the Wounds of Sexual Betrayal.
Why do I always want to say intimate betrayal?
You know, because it is a betrayal, so I think it makes sense. But the deception is there because we don't know, right? A lot of people call and they don't know that their husband or wife is sexually acting out or looking at porn. So it's shocking when we find out.
Yeah. Well, I just always associate it with betrayal. So I know that's why I do it. And Dr. Alice Benton hasn't written a book yet, but she's an open book. And and we love that about her. And so thank you guys for being with me and helping me out today. Mm-hmm. And anybody that in the Southern California area, they both have practices. Sometimes they have openings. You can contact them or contact us, and we can contact them. But there are therapists all over this country just like them, and they're really good. They know what they're doing. They're grounded in the Bible, and they know how to help people on a one-on-one basis. Don't just stay the way you are. God has something really amazing in store for you. But you have to be courageous and reach out. You can do that today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks, everybody. See you next time right here on New Life Live.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.